Well, last night, we went out looking for a while before I went to work. And because somebody had mentioned, one of the Amish ladies had said she thought she saw her. So we went right over by her, by them, and we called and called. But, of course, it was dark and it's hard to see. Well, then the Scheinerts, I don't know if you know Sue and Pete Scheinert. You would if you'd see them. Everybody in town knows them. They're the greatest people ever. And they were in to eat, and they said, you know, we're going to take the long way home tonight, which means they're just going to go on a road trip, and we're going to drive around and see what's going on. So they came down Valley Road, and they were just turning on Porter, and they saw her. So then he got out, and he called Lulu, and Lulu came to him. Now, we're talking about, oh, this must have been 7 o'clock, about 7, 7:30 at night. And Lulu was coming right toward him. And was just about to cross the road, and this white car was coming, speeding. He says it was really coming down Porter Road. And they had their flashers on. She was waving, and he was standing toward into the road because Lulu was right there to jump into his arms. And he was waving at her, and she didn't even, she just kept right on going. She hit him. She ran over his foot. And she hit him in the shoulder with her mirror. Then she slowed down, and then she said, sorry, sorry, and kept right on going. Either she was on the phone or she had been drinking. We don't know. And she just took off. Well, of course, in the process, she had hit Lulu. And then they picked her up, put her in her coat, and brought her to me. But she died in the process of getting from there to me. And then he went to the emergency room to be checked out because she really did whack him in the shoulder. And, well, everything's okay, but he's bruised. So that's pretty much the story. So we don't know anything more about who it was. They just know it was a white car. They know that she was definitely speeding. Didn't see flashing lights, didn't see nothing. She just kept going.
Man. I think the whole community is, you know, offering up a big prayer for you and your family today.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And the Amish sure did help. I mean, the Amish were, they have their own little circuitry of information, you know, and they were right on the ball, too. Everybody was more than anybody could have asked for. It just warms your heart, and it just makes you humble. To know how many people really care about animals or how many people just care about each other. It really humbles you. And I appreciate everything you did.